Blog Talk Radio.
Control scammer.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hey, here it is, Sunday evening, the Psychic Love Doctor Show Sunday edition. We don't always do them, but every now and again we get this feeling of being compelled that we just need to do a show. So here we are, and we're glad to have you with us. Any of you that joined us yesterday, remember that we were talking about on Monday, we'll be on News for the Soul. Well, guess what? We will not, at least not live. So we will be here, same bat channel.
So don't go to News for the Soul and look for us. They'll be running a rerun, and you'll be fooled.
Look for us on Blog Talk. And if you follow us, you're going to get a notification.
Yeah, either
anyway.
Way. Yeah. Yep.
So for those of you that may be new or just need a little refresher here, we are using ordinary playing cards for the readings that we're giving here. And included, you're going to find some intuitive life coaching. Also, you're going to get is this the healing one?
Healing angel card. I'll talk about that.
Yeah, he'll bring that up. For you, I just want you to know the distinction here that this is not tarot. We are not doing oracle cards. These are just playing cards. I could deal out poker. You know, that's how ordinary they are. It's the method that my grandmother taught me. Now, I'm not saying this is the only method in the entire world, because it is not. There are many different methods using ordinary playing cards. This one just happens to be unique in the sense that the way my grandmother taught me, it's that the future is fluid. Things that come out in readings are based on potential. It doesn't mean they're cast in stone, that this is how it is. There's nothing you can do to change it, because there's a lot you can do. Boy, people want readings tonight. Yay, everybody. So please, Facebook watchers, you're going to get to see me lay the cards out. I use a 24-card layout as opposed to just a random pull of a couple cards. I really prefer this. This is the layout that I was taught, and this is the one that I use in my private sessions. So it gives you a chance to see. We only lay them out one time during the show due to time constraints. But
yeah,
in a private session, I would be laying them out, you know, kind of continuously and working with you on what options do you want to put into use for your future, the ones that will be the most effective, that will help you with your relationships, help you find the right career path, not just a job. A job is a J-O-B. It pays the bills. It doesn't necessarily fulfill you. It's just something you trudge off to go do. But so many of us have a calling on our lives that we often aren't aware of. So, remember, you can ask a question regarding anything. Yes, the show is called Psychic Love Doctor. That was what I was dubbed by AOL back in the mid-90s, and the name just stuck. So you can ask about anything. Family, friends, coworkers, neighbors, you name it, we can talk about it. If you have a pet that's acting strangely, we can look at it to find out what the pet wants to say to you on a spirit level. What am I missing? Anything? Nothing.
I'm busy.
So I'm going to turn this over to Jim. He's going to tell you how to make your phone calls. And don't drop off, people. Don't drop off. We will go systematically through the list.
Okie dokie. First, you want to remind everybody this show is for information and entertainment purposes only. That is our standard disclaimer. Also, we would like to let folks know if you're international, calling or viewing on Facebook, let us know. We'll give you a live international shout-out. So far, we have Laura from Canada. We give her another one because that was real early. Nobody was really around. But yeah, international shout-out to Laura from Canada. The number, primary means of communication, call-in show, 515-602-9676. Excuse me, when you call into that number, you will hear an automated message is basically saying,
right,
you're going on hold, but you can listen to the show. And if you're listening to the show, everything's working perfectly fine. We got a list. I see the list. You're not going to get forgotten. Everything's going to be cool.
That's right.
And I don't know why. Oh, I shouldn't read while I'm talking.
What were you reading?
I was just reading Facebook Live chat.
Oh.
When we take your call, because you will be on hold, please do the following things if you safely and legally can. Kill your speakerphone, get rid of Bluetooth right off the bat. If you, like I said, safely, legally, you know, about driving and stuff, that's all a different ballgame. Get rid of the multitasking. Stop that. Stop doing dishes. Stop taking a tinkle, whatever you were doing. Stop playing table tennis. Relax, sit down, and chill, because it's going to make the phone call go really much better. Background noises are huge. Got to get rid of those, because by the time your call goes through the old cell phone world, through the internet, and then out our speakers, things can really sound rough.
Like a light rough wind will sound like waves in an ocean.
If that wind hits that little speaker on that cell phone just right, it sounds pretty hurricane-like. So just do the best you can. Otherwise, worst case scenario, we have maybe every 6 months we have to actually hang up on somebody. It's just the comms are that bad. But otherwise, it's just we keep having to ask back and forth, what, huh, what, huh? And it takes a long time, and we screw the people waiting on hold. You can Skype into that number, too. I should not just call. And when I say call, you can Skype phone numbers. So you can do that also if you want to Skype in. We get Skypers. They show up as all ones on here. It's kind of cool.
And I've read they're going to bring WhatsApp on board.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool to make phone calls over for free.
Hey, you know, it is what it is.
Yes, it is.
Also, we will, from time to time, go to Facebook Messenger because some folks, especially international folks, cannot call in. There's no way they can do that unless they are filthy rich. When we do that, you can only Messenger us when we make the announcement because Messenger doesn't have an automatic hold system. So if you just try to, I want to be first and Messenger us, we've got to hang up on you if we're not ready. And it will be, you have to be friends with Deborah Lee and you will Messenger Deborah Lee. Do not Messenger the Psychic Love Doctor Show. That won't work. Also, as we wrap up, that sound means that your reading with Deborah is done and no more intuitive card reading. No, no, no. Don't keep asking last-minute questions when you hear that because we got to move on. And I'm going to give you a quick healing angel card reading. Now, these are healing-oriented, so they may not directly strike any kind of meaning to your question, your subject you were talking about, or they may. And a lot of them are just good healing advice that people should just practice. Many of them are just like that. So bear that in mind. And I think I've covered everything. We got I think we've covered everything, Deb. Let's get to it.
I think we should.
All right. First caller. We're going to 229 in Georgia. 229, welcome to the show.
Hello there, Georgia. What is your name, please?
Hey, my name's Melvin.
Hey there, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing a little better. I haven't had much energy, and I had this meeting at this dialysis place I was talking to you all about with the head supervisor, the social worker, and the nurse, and they trying to make me seem like I'm a trouble banker because I speak up, and I told them, you know, that's not.
Melvin, we didn't quite catch what you said. They were trying to, what were you saying?
They was trying to say that I was a troublemaker because I call in to the head office and report things that I see and don't like what the nurses and members are doing. And it seems like to me that they're ganging up on me. So I spoke my mind. And told them, if you want to talk to my attorney, you can talk to my attorney, but you're not going to upset here and patronize me and try to mess up my character. I'm just here to get treated and go home. And this girl that I talked to you all about, they moved her away from me, but I told them that the girl had asked me, could I buy her kids some clothes? I said, that's grounds of termination. So my question is, she wasn't there Friday. And when I go in the morning, is this woman is going to be fired already or transferred to another facility? Or is she still going to be there?
Is that okay? First, I'd like to ask you, and it's a personal question. If you'd rather not answer, I understand. Are you on Medicare or Medicaid?
Yes. Both.
Report them. We gotta get these bad places away from taking the money that taxpayers and we have provided for people to. I'm on Medicare now, and I'm not going to stay quiet because I really thought it was a better run system. And it's time that we should all do, if we could, a walker out, you know, or get on crutches or whatever and march up to the Capitol Hill and let them know we're tired, sick and tired, and we're not going to take it anymore. I would say report them. You know what? That would be a lot of money going out of their pocket. That's right. You don't have to take that kind of crap. So you want to know if that girl is still going to be there tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to look at that right now. Yes, Kim. All right.
I guess you could.
Hang on, I got to.
Why, she's still working there?
Well, she's supposed to be, but she wasn't there on Friday.
Okay.
And I don't know. They said she had the day off, but I don't know, so I haven't seen her. So I don't know if when I went.
Okay, they're dropping.
They're coming and going. I'm sorry, I was.
Yeah, you know, Belvin, I was going to say to you that they will probably start treating you with kid gloves if they find out that you're a whistleblower.
Well, yeah, you know, eventually the right people are going to, you know, are going to say, hey, you guys can't act like that toward these people.
No, these people depend on you. And dialysis, my God, that's a life-saving,
yeah, I mean,
you know.
And if you don't like
your
job.
The girl left me sitting there and told me, well, you can sit here until the other tech comes and bleed to death.
I told the head lady.
So they should have fired her ass. I mean, excuse me. They should have fired her right then.
They should have, but I think what's happening is they're gathering more complaints. But in the meantime, your life depends on them going there and for her to make such a lousy remark. What do all you think out there? How would you like to be told you can sit there and bleed to death for all she cared? So, yeah.
All right, what do you got, Deb?
Well, I say that she is going to eventually be gone, if not sooner. She may just say, screw it, I'm quitting, and go looking. Maybe she ought to go, run the drive-thru window over at Wendy's, something like that. Something
she would be doing Wendy's in the service.
Well, I would rather see her work.
Well, of course, like obviously, Dave. Not do healthcare, right.
Yeah. So, anyway, I think you're doing the right thing. If she's there, you will not see her. I think she will scoot around like every counter that she could to stay away from you.
When are you going to be there next?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
In the morning. Yeah. Will she be there? Or will she be fired?
I don't
think already
fired yet. She may have been put on some kind of like administrative leave because you're not the only one who's complained.
Some places don't want to pull the trigger too fast on firing people because they can get in trouble if it wasn't done properly.
Yeah, she may have a contract.
Right. It's almost like a court case. They build up, get a huge file on somebody, fire them. And that way, if they try to come back and be like, honey, this isn't a one-time deal. Look at this file, how thick it is.
Yeah,
you don't have to come back to the lawyer.
But I think they want to keep her out of your hair.
Well, yeah.
And they should have really reprimanded her good.
They should have. They should have done it right there on the spot.
So, Melvin, I guess divine intervention has ordained you to be the leader at that place to get proper care for everybody. Yeah, darn straight. Okay.
We got a long list.
She's going to leave. She is eventually going to leave.
Yes.
We got a long list, so we got to move on, but I'm going to give you
your
reading real quick.
Here's your angel card, healing.
Positive thinking is a subject. Positive thinking is vital in creating a healthy and abundant life. A positive attitude along with positive beliefs and thoughts are crucial ingredients for creating happiness. Don't worry, think love.
Yeah.
So that can
and you
good.
Are full of it, Melvin. Your cards show it. You are full of love.
Love is in the air.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, but
all right,
honey, call us again soon.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll love to hear from you.
Let us know how it goes.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Oh, he's awesome.
We have Terry Sue from the UK.
Terry Sue?
Who is
that? I don't know if I remember.
She likes to strange her out on us there a little bit, but we understand people. Lives are lives. People are people.
It's all right.
Got things to go. And
I'm just teasing you.
Things to go and people to do. Right.
So is she on the phone or?
It's Terry Sue from the UK, Deb.
Yeah, is she on the phone or? Because she has called in
on
VOIP.
Yeah. No, she's right here. I wouldn't know she was on the phone.
Okay.
She was.
Oh, you're just saying hello.
The international shout out.
Yep. Good to have you, hon.
All right, we're going to 509. This is the state of Washington. 509. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
What is your name? Who is this, please?
My name is Mindy, and I'm from Washington.
Yes, remember, we always need to be corrected on this.
Corrected by what?
This is Mindy from the state of Washington.
I said that.
Oh.
Any other things you'd like me to say?
No, I'm sorry. We are just not on the same page.
I did say Washington, the state of.
I don't know what you said.
Anyway, I don't either. All right, let's just keep drinking and talking. What are we doing?
All right, what brought you to the show today?
What's cooking?
So I just have a question about my living situation and the people that run the place where I'm living here.
Okay.
I'm just wondering what their issue is with me, or why they're trying to impose illegal rules on everybody here at the park, and why. You know, they said I can't have anything outside, nothing, absolutely nothing, but certain people can. So
No, is that a state park or is it private?
It's private.
Well, then I guess maybe they can set whatever rules they want.
Is it like, I mean, they're not just making them up on the fly. Are they actually rules that are written somewhere?
Oh, no, they are. Yeah, they wanted me. I signed a lease in July, and they wanted me to re-sign another lease saying that I can't have these tables that's out there. I need to remove the table, and that's all I've got out there, really. And so I whited that out and I put postage stamps on it and signed a new one, but I didn't understand why I had to sign another one. I've already signed one. And
yeah, I don't
the
think
changes
you
that they
had,
made.
Yeah, I don't think I would have.
Legally, I don't think
I don't think you had to.
But then it sets up ill will.
But I still don't think I would have, especially if they're changing the game plan on me.
Well,
you know, that's what they're doing. They've caused a huge fight with my father and I. I mean, my father said he hated me the other day because, you know, he's on this with me, and so it's like, I mean, now he's mad at me, so it's like caused a huge uproar because I don't feel like I should have to move the table. It's just sitting out there on my pad.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a right to free use and enjoyment of the space that we're renting, right? I would think. I mean, if we're, you know, I've got an interest in this lot, so.
What else? Are there other rules, or is that it?
Then she said, well, I mean, just like other ridiculous things, like, because our mail goes to the office, and so she said, if we're late on our rent, then they won't accept mail from us anymore. I mean, and I don't feel like they can do that, because I don't know if she's targeting me, or if it's everybody here, or what's going on. I'm like, are they, I don't know.
I don't know, that is odd. Okay, so what is your specific question?
Yeah, what can I
do? So I'm wondering, like, what they're, I mean, am I, because I'm going to stand firm. I'm not going to, the table's going to win. And so I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I should have to go anywhere, and I feel like I don't want to fight with these guys because they're making me, you know, they're totally disrupting my chi.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you want to see what the outcome of this is going to be, basically.
Is that,
right,
is that what you want?
Happen.
Okay, all right, we can do that. Yeah. Now, if she's doing your cards, I'll ask a few more questions. Have you noticed everybody else having to remove all their outside objects?
Some people are, some people aren't. I mean, there's other people that are not going to. I know that too. Like one lady across the way here, she's got a fire, and they said that you can have a bonfire out there as long as it's on propane fueled. And the only thing that we can have out there is a picnic table. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. But we can't have any furniture out there, like any patio furniture or anything else. And that doesn't make sense to me because the people across the way, they've got their little fireplace and then they've got a table outside and they eat breakfast outside every day. So, their table.
Is this about the winter coming for snow removal?
Yeah, and I understand that, but I've got covers for everything for the winter coming, but I get that. I'm in a winterized, but it's like they're making me feel like I have to remove it off the property, and I've got a cover coming for it. And that's what I was going to put over it, a winterized cover.
I think, first of all, what I'm seeing here in your cards is you should get some advice from somebody who works for the city or the county. And if anybody out there in Facebook, if you have any good suggestions, put it in.
Remember, it's the state of Washington, so a lot of times what I say where I live is different than what somebody says.
Well, we're in a commonwealth, so that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just saying there's different rental.
Are you in Washington too?
No, we are in Virginia.
No, we're in Virginia. We're opposite of you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay.
Sort of. We're on the other coast.
Really good news for you. So you know there's light at the end of the tunnel. I feel you, in time, will be leaving there. And you will go to live in a very nice home coming up. But it's not immediate.
Sure.
And you all have rights. That's what I'm seeing here. I don't feel they're going to make a super big issue out of it. What they did, though, railroading you into signing a new lease. It's not supposed to be till the lease is over.
I want to sign the new lease.
Yeah.
I said, nah, well, I'll see you whenever mine expires, then we'll talk about signing leases.
I'm seeing them as a paper tiger, where they're not going to evict people over a table outside. Do they have a company that works above them? I mean, do they belong to somebody?
No, she's a single lady, and I was going to write her a letter and tell her, you know, like, because every time I go to check my mail, this is when they're hitting me up and telling me I need to get rid of this table. And it's the first rule that they changed on, or that they have on there, is that we are not to harass the staff. But I feel like I'm being harassed every time I go in to check my mail. They've got they're unloading on me, and I'm like, I'm just here to get my mail. And if you guys have something to take up with me, bring it to my door. This is not a convenient time for you guys to, you know, tell me things and harass me. It's not fair.
I think, though, you're going to end up on the winning end of this. That's my opinion.
From
we generally are not speaking from a legal point of view. Yeah. So I just wanted to let you know that.
I told them I don't do courts, and I told them, because it says in the lease that if any legal issues arise, I don't do courts. I put a stamp over that, which brings that contract into the jurisdiction of the United States Postal Union, so that I don't go to courts. I've got copyright in my name, and I don't do the court systems. That's where dead people hang out. I don't do that.
Would you be doing mediation, or what would you have instead?
Yeah, we could do a mediation, but I told her I handle all matters in private. I don't go to court. That's not what I do. I handle all matters privately because I'm sovereign. I don't attend courts at all.
And you know, I'm curious, what kind of table is this?
It's just a bistro table with three chairs out there. It's just a countertop, you know, like a. It's just a bistro table. It's a small little round table. It's got an Aztec, you know, like the Egyptian on the top of it that I epoxied in, and it's, you know, it's a nice table. It's not, it's, I mean, it just kind of,
I agree.
They have me sitting here with like a sore thumb, and so everybody, I feel like I'm in a goldfish bowl because everybody around me, it's like there's a clear view to my lot from air all around, and it's like the table just kind of.
Well, how about the
like
people
a statue,
that eat their
you know, it's like all off on its own.
How about the people that eat their breakfast? Did you say they have outside? Do they have a picnic table?
Yeah, they've got a little short table. I mean, I don't even know if it's an outdoor or indoor or whatever it is, but I know that they sit outside and eat breakfast out there, you know, and so, but they're kind of the pets of the place. I think that her husband used to work here, and everybody that lives here generally works here, so.
Well, it would seem to me that until the others remove their tables, I would not be moving mine. What?
Right, so I just need to not let it bother me so bad. But how do I get her to stop harassing me every time I go in to get my food? I feel like I don't even want to go in there anymore.
Well, I'm not seeing that she's trying to get rid of you or has any kind of private agenda that way. But I would see what the other neighbors are going to do. And right here, I'm not seeing this blowing up into this huge issue. I could see maybe if you had a great big banquet table out there. But even then, what are you actually renting? Is this a cabin without any space on the property? I mean, do you have...
No, it's in the RV lot. They're all kind of lined up next to each other, about 20 feet apart. I mean, you know, we have like 20... I don't know. There's not very much room. So they're just all lined up, and we're all just cozy stuck in here. But this is just a stepping stone for me, like you said, because I do have some big things coming. Some big money is coming, so I'm waiting for those to actually, you know, deliver.
Well, in the end, you will be moving, not immediately, but at a time. It'll be of your own choosing, and this will all be behind you. In the meantime, I'm not seeing her getting all fired up over this. Maybe you can actually find a way to work it out. And if the other neighbors don't move their table, I'd be damned if I'm moving mine, you know?
I know it sounds so trivial, but it's like dilapidating. It's like making me want to, I don't even want to get out of bed and go outside. And it was like,
yeah.
Are they going to, what are they?
I know.
Ridiculous. I just don't feel like they could ask people to do that. And there's other people here that are, you know, I just feel like that's not right. I feel like if we're renting and we have a right to freeze and enjoyment of that space, right?
Exactly. Well, let's look at your healing.
You're paying my rent, that's another thing.
Yes, we understand. All right, it's time for so we got to move on, but before we go, we want to give you your angel card reading. Subject is vision. A positive outcome requires a positive vision. Visualize everyone involved in your present situation surrounded by light and love. Make sure to include yourself also. Your love has the power to influence and transform the current events.
That's what I'm thinking. You might bring a whole new energy to this and watch and see what happens, okay?
A lot of times these places make up petty rules and they don't enforce them until somebody's really being a problem and then they use them to go after it.
Yeah.
A lot of times they just make these up and they won't even, like you said, you saw people with their stuff out. I wouldn't put my stuff away until it becomes an issue. So.
Yeah, so take care.
So just keep on in the way you're marching until there's a problem.
Yeah, call us back and let us know how it transpires.
Yes, indeed.
So I don't have to go in there and storm in there with RCWs and, you know, plow in your face type thing. Or, you know what I mean? Like, that's not who I want to be either, but
those are the rules that they're supposed
to follow.
I would just keep on doing your business and minding your business and don't start freaking out about removing all your stuff. Don't cross the bridge until the bridge comes.
That's right. And I think that right now it's playing a waiting game.
All right.
All right. Take care.
All right. Perfect. Thank you guys so much. God
bless
you guys.
Thank you very much. All right. Let's see.
These things become big issues.
Well, I understand. I'm not belittling it.
Especially after we were all like in prison for
2 years.
Well,
yeah. That doesn't help either.
No.
I had to Microsoft Word. I haven't reloaded it yet. All right. Excuse me. God, I've kind of got like mini hiccups. Let's go to our next caller.
Hey,
Hey, 219 Indiana, 219.
Well, hello there. Who's on the line with us?
Alexis.
Welcome back, Alexis. How are you?
Welcome back.
I'm great. I'm back.
Yes. Well, it's good to have you.
Indeed you are.
And has anything happened since yesterday?
Yeah, any updates?
No, he been watching me on Facebook, but I'm scared. I don't, like you said, let him come to me. And that's what I'm trying to do.
And it sounds like right now he's trying to kiss baby mama's behind, if you know what I mean. And,
okay. You
know, he invited her to that party, correct? And she came. Yes, she did. She came. So, what would you like to me to look at?
Yeah, what would you like to get into tonight specifically?
How he feels about you?
Me and him.
Yes.
All right, so you want to continue to look at that relationship, all right?
Yes, I'm going
to
look at it. And you know, there's a thing that I explain in my book called The Evolution of Emotion. And it actually, I demonstrate it with the face of a clock. People evolve in their emotions towards somebody. They get mad as a hornet and say, I don't ever want to talk to you again. And then as time passes, the hands of time on the clock start changing, where they start to reminisce and they start to miss somebody and they start to think about them. And what we want to do is get them all the way back around to 12, where now they feel longing, where they're wanting, okay? Otherwise, if you go too prematurely back into it, it's just like the same fight over and over. So let's take a look and see. His name was Feliciano?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm going to look at this.
I wish I had a memory like yours.
Really?
Yeah, I can't remember stuff like that. Names.
Maybe
I'm bad with names.
Maybe I have to have a vagina.
I might have to have a vagina to have a memory. Yes, maybe that's it. I have the wrong plumbing.
Yes.
Yes, I didn't know they were connected to the mat, the memories, but who knows? I'm not a plumber. All right. Let's see here. So that's cool that you called back. That is awesome. We encourage that. A lot of people are first-time callers. Even though we tell them to keep calling back, they feel like they're imposing if they call back every show. But you're welcome to call each and every single show.
And it's also demonstrating to others how a situation can change through the cards.
Well, and also when you keep doing that, the quality of your readings are going to go up immensely.
Yeah.
Like right now, they're kind of hit and miss, a little vague, but the clarity will go up the more you keep doing readings.
I haven't become familiar with you.
Right. There isn't a lot of history. We don't know a lot of details. We only know what you tell us now.
Yeah.
Which is good, but you can only tell us so much in one free reading on a show, you know, so it'll get better. All right. Cards are going down.
All right. And I'll tell you, this man is not faithful to her. He tells her lies. I think he misses you right now. He feels like a fool for what he did.
Yeah.
I mean, that was really bad.
He was thinking with the wrong head.
That's it right there. He was. And baby mama should have even been interested.
She was probably looking at that as an opportunity to get her foot back in that door or whatever, you know?
Yes. And you know,
she has ulterior motives.
During that little sexual rendezvous that the three of you
had. What a great French
so
word.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How do he feel about her? Like, do he care about her, or you say he misses me.
But he's some reason he's laying low since this happened now. I wonder if he gives her money, which I'm not seeing here.
They have a kid together.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if he's afraid that she'll keep her promise that he'll never see his child again. What happened, John, is he gave you too much attention between the three of you. And somebody is always, like Jim said last night.
You said it.
Oh,
I confirmed.
Somebody's always underserved.
I never said that. We heard that on Mom.
Yeah, and it's true if you think about it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you could split time equally.
I think he's going to come back. And I think we're going to have to just give him time, leave him alone. And she tried to, you know, remember, she tried to stir up dirt here by going to your job and all of that. Ugh. So it's like there are no limits to where she'll go. And I think that he does really have feelings for you. He only feels obligated to the other. And I'm going to tell you, in my years, all these years, I've noticed 90% of partners do make an attempt at getting back together. And it doesn't happen right away. A lot of times women change. We change. We grow from the pain of a breakup that by the time they want to come back, we're like, hey, you know, I'm over it.
I think that's a two-way street, too. I think men do that, too.
Yeah, so when he comes back to me, is he gonna really be together? Is he really gonna be together, or is he really gonna keep playing these?
No, I think he'd really be together with you from what your cards are indicating. And these cards don't lie when it comes to matters of the heart. I would just advise that you too don't entertain that kind of thing too often, because remember, you risk him falling in love with the third partner. Yeah. So he may have feelings for the mommy of his child. Yeah, he may have feelings for, but remember, they've had a kid together, and that's kind of a thing that never ends.
I just killed the show.
Why?
Because I was going to click something and it went away, and I clicked the Blog Talk. I got to bring it back.
What?
To life.
Oh, she's still
Are you
on.
Still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes.
Can you hear us? Okay, let's play this by ear. Keep going, Deb. Keep on talking, because this is a new territory for us.
Okay. So I think you need to be the classy lady that you are. Don't go down to her level, of course. And definitely make him come to you. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm talking. Yeah.
So keep on ignoring him.
I think if that would be good, it shows that you're not going to suck up to him when he is behaving the way he is.
Maybe I can get back in.
Why? What's it doing?
It's back to normal.
Okay, good.
A new thing has happened. Sorry, we're screwing up the end of the reunion.
I think eventually the two of you are going to give this another shot.
Let's see what happens.
He's really feeling terrible about himself, but don't you help him out of that.
Mm-hmm.
He deserves that. You know, he compromised you. Were you aware that was his baby mama? Oh, great.
Yeah, he told me that was, and we played it off good. But I ain't going to lie, I got in her inbox, and I got jealous, and I went back and I told her everything. You know, so I felt like I should never told her nothing, but then they went to the police. I would have went to the police, too.
Remember, all three of you are human. The winning move here is not to play their dirty game, hers, wanting to, you know, defame you, call you a harasser, which you're not. You know, just stay away from them as far as you can. You go up, you work with them. But if he starts a conversation, I think it's fine to talk to him. You know, follow his lead is what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right. And for now, I really think you've got the upper hand. He does feel like a jackass, which is good. He feels like
he should feel.
Yeah.
Because he shouldn't have, I mean, I understand we all want to have fun. But my thing is, if you wasn't even sleeping with the baby mama at a point, because he told me, and I believe everything he tell me, a little bit of everything he tell me, because this man was keeping it real. But now he's feeling salty now because I ignore him now. I see his pictures keep popping up on my friends, you know, on Facebook.
Sure.
But I just ignore him. I just look at it and keep it going because at some point in life, you did this to yourself.
You're right.
So.
And your relationship is really on the line to find out how he really feels, you know.
And now I think he's watching me to see if I'm dealing with someone else.
Yes. So just keep all of that in mind. I think you will hear from him soon. I do. Now we're going to give you a healing angel card, but I think you're going to hear from him.
Stand by.
You know when?
No, but I think it won't be for two in two. It'll be soon rather than later.
Okay.
All right.
So what, what I supposed to do about what I supposed to do about the baby mama? Just keep on doing like.
Yep. Just and if she causes any more trouble for you, report her. You can always get a restraining order.
Yep.
What? All right. We're going to give you your card now. It's a good one.
The subject of the healing angel card reading is Blue Angel. I, Archangel Michael, am here by your side. I am all around you and will forever protect you. Remember this whenever you feel fearful. I love you. All is well.
Well, you've got the big dog there.
The big T.
Yes, Michael. And he's always got his sword.
He takes off and he carries a big dog sword.
Yes, that's right. So let us know what happens later on as the week goes by. Yeah?
Yeah, we'll be here again tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be here regular time and regular show because News for the Soul in Canada is on a holiday.
It's Thanksgiving up there tomorrow.
Canada Thanksgiving.
It is.
You'll be able to find us tomorrow just like normal.
Okay, thank you. I have a wonderful night.
All right, you too, hon.
You too as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye, love.
Oh, she's sweetie. She's a very lovely woman.
Absolutely, and we gained knowledge.
Of what about the
I'm Laura. That's right. Laura's here from Canada. She says yes, it is.
Wow.
Thanksgiving.
We don't even know your story, and you guys are cousins to the north. Okay.
All right, real quick, callers, do not fret. We have you, we see you, but we're going to open up our little message. We like to open up at least once a show for the poor international folks that don't have the dimage. The coinage to call in and make an expensive call.
Right.
So it is messenger time tonight now. Might only get one in. So it's going to be, we're tossing it up. First come, first serve.
And there we go.
Sorry, Laura.
Hello there, my dear. I know you had some bad news today.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
His pain's getting worse, so I'm having to watch him and make sure he doesn't spike a fever.
Yeah.
If he does, he'll have to go to the hospital.
Are they going to do surgery if they have to?
I don't know, but, I mean, he's on this medication, and he's been on it for a couple weeks now, but I don't know if it's supposed to be causing gallbladder attacks, like getting all the sludge out and everything. Maybe it's causing it, but... Or if it's just not working in his...
And he's a young child, everybody that's listening. This is Luna. She's been with us for a long time. And she's got this darling little boy. What is he, 8, 9?
He's 8.
8. And he's got gallbladder issues. You know, and gosh, even as adults, we don't really understand much about that stuff. Now, my sister... has a daughter that all her life was plagued, even as a child with this, and they eventually took it out. And she had to watch after that certain things she couldn't eat.
For an age like that, yep.
Yeah. But eventually she could deal with it, and she felt much better. What would be your question to me, hon?
Specifically.
Do you just see him getting better? Okay. Like, do you... see this resolving, or is this going to be like long term?
Okay. Well, I will do the honors because Deb's doing the cards of our medical disclaimer. Now, this isn't for Luna because she knows us, but for anybody new out there, we have to give disclaimers. We give our general one at the beginning, but we have to give specific ones when you ask something about legal advice, if you ask something about medical, any contractors building a house. We don't have any of those credentials, those licenses. We're not giving you professional opinions on any of those areas of expertise. Deb is just taking a Polaroid snapshot into the way things look right now.
By my own opinion.
Your own opinion, intuition, her intuition based on your cards. Because
like
those are your cards,
friend.
Not hers.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not, there's no binding, Deb said this.
Yeah.
No. Deb didn't say anything. She's giving her opinion based on your intuitive cards. I threw that out there, mainly for the new folks. Luna knows the deal.
I do honestly believe they are going to come up with a good plan, treatment plan for him. And I see a little bit of suffering yet. So he may end up going to the hospital. Is it a good hospital?
Yeah, it's a children's hospital.
Oh, okay.
Here where I'm at, well, not in the city I live, but it's the next city over. And they've got a children's hospital. They have pediatric doctors there and everything. So.
Well, I think they're gonna. Yeah. They will find a good solution. I am feeling he's going to move on. I see him like skipping. So he's feeling real good and he's skipping. So I want to warn you and it's sure to come true. Those of you that are new with us on the show, you'll find out as we go along that this is my favorite designation.
As it should be everybody's.
It should be because whatever appears in this designation in the layout, I've yet to see it not happen. But because we have the power of choice and change, if it's negative, as I'm going to share a little bit with Luna here, we have the power to change that and make it go away. These cards are saying be very careful with your money. With money.
Okay.
Check to make sure your accounts don't get hacked.
Oh, you mean as far as thievery?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to really be sharp with money these days. As I'm sure.
Oh, she probably already knows that. We all do.
And people with this door dashing stuff, they are starting to get mean toward the delivery people. And I think that's a shame because if somebody's going to bring you, what happened? Oh.
I salute Microsoft Word as it crashes.
If somebody's going to bring you a meal, they deserve more than a few dollars. Throw them a 10 spot or something so that they feel like they've done something,
I mean, I don't see why they get mad at us because we just deliver the food. We don't make it. We don't
work
at the restaurant.
But they know that you guys get to pick and choose which ones you're going to take. So I feel that it's a response. We're just getting tons of people.
We've never had this many callers this late in the hour.
All right.
Unreal.
And your husband there is looking very unhappy coming up under something that's really going to burn his cookies. And you look like you're the one that's going to be in the crosshairs.
Well, probably because you're the nearest.
You're right there.
A lot of times the nearest person gets to feel the brunt of somebody's unhappiness,
even
though you're not the cause.
But
tomorrow it's been 6 years since his father passed away.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
So he's always kind of a jerk to me when that time rolls around.
Sure, because he can't process his own feelings in a healthy way.
He told me last night, it's just gonna be another day for me. I'm like, we'll see.
Yeah, famous last words.
Well, with it being, he can always call us up and we can do mediumship with his father.
That's his call. If he's in the mood. You got to be in the mood.
There is something coming for you. Just let me finish this. There's something coming to you very soon that looks very good for you as an individual. Possibly a job offer or it's something that's really going to tickle you. Looks like it's coming on paper. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here's your healing angel card.
Healing angel cards. Subject, the unknown.
Yes.
Do not fear the unknown. This is a time of deep exploration and transformation. Unfamiliar territory leads to new horizons.
All right.
These could be about any part of your life. These probably have less likely to. Not always.
It's positive. I like it.
These are healing angel cards, not like death angel cards.
Right.
They better be damn positive.
They're not zombie angel cards.
They'd be flushing
either.
These biatches down the toilet if they were bad.
Cool.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Actually, that might be a Halloween thing.
Oh, I'll have to go look.
Yes.
I think they have.
Rock on.
Yeah, I'm going to look. All right, honey, take care. There is going to be a good solution. So he's not going to just keep going downhill, okay?
All right, well, just keep him in your prayers.
Oh, absolutely.
Always. That's a given.
Take care, honey.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, hon. such a little sweetheart.
All right, let's keep on, keep on. And since we have 400,000 million callers.
Yes, thank you. We are not going to abandon you. Well, we'll see.
We're going to extend the show. We just can't go forever, obviously. I just got to work, got to sleep, you know, dog's got to poop, that kind of stuff. Anyway, all right, let's just keep on. We're going to area code 318, Louisiana, 318. Welcome to the show.
Hello there, and who's on the line with us?
Yes, hello, ma'am. This is Joshua.
I knew it was going to be Joshua.
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah.
I like surprises. That's cool. What's up?
Yeah, tell us.
Then too much, just got off work.
About
5 o'clock. Roger that.
And what what's on your mind?
Yeah, what you got for a question?
Yes, and my question is, my question is, do you think that they're targeting me at work?
That they're what?
Targeting him at work.
Oh, are you being harassed or criticized?
Yes, ma'am, because they put me on a final not too long ago. And they're putting me on a 30-day zero-tolerance thing.
Well, what are they accusing of, if you don't mind me asking?
Me not getting enough sales and me doing too much small talk, and they're going to pull every single call I make at random.
You know, sales can be a real BS.
I couldn't handle that for very long. I could only do that for a month or two.
I come from a long line of salespeople, but it's like fighting a war, and sometimes you get combat weary.
Yeah, it's got to be in your blood.
You ought to maybe see this as an opportunity to move on.
Sure, let's see what the cards say. First, we want to know is what is this? Are they is he being targeted? I think
he's on a 30-day now.
Well, yeah, I think he knows he is, but I think he wants to know what if the cards are going to reveal anything, and we'll prepare the angel card because we still have 4 billion callers.
All right.
I did extend the show, but we can't promise we're going to get to everybody because
we'll
have so many.
We'll do our very best.
We can't do this all night. I got to get up early and go to work, you know, ba-ba-dee-ba. I don't have – some people have tomorrow off here in the United States.
Yes.
I am not one of them.
I think it's a postal –
It's just a government type holiday, but, you know, as far as other businesses, not necessarily, and I am not necessarily. I got to work. But that is what it is. All right.
I think Monday's a better day to have off than Tuesday.
I don't get to choose.
I thought you did.
No. Well, I have things going on Tuesday already.
Okay, Joshua, I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to give it to you straight, okay? You're going to need definitely to start looking, and you should do it soon, because I feel from what your cards are indicating, they are going to let you go. And, you know, it's not an environment that everybody can work in. It's actually an ulcer-producing environment, sales. And people just don't have money. Well, I don't know what you sell, but the thing is, people got to eat, buy food, you know, pay the electric bill. And if you're selling something that's, you know, not necessarily a necessity, it's going to be really
tough. A lot of sales stuff depends on the economy and all that stuff. You know, there's some things that don't, like pharmaceuticals. If you sell like pharmaceuticals.
Yep, I sell alarm systems.
See, and a lot of people love that, but they can't afford it.
Yeah.
Based on the economy, so your profession is economy driven.
I am seeing though that you're going to land another job real soon. Better to do it before you're let go.
Always better to
Otherwise,
be proactive.
Does he qualify then for unemployment or what?
If they lay him off.
Well, if they fire him.
Firing depends.
Yeah.
That's a whole different ballgame. It all depends on what your state rules are, because unemployment's a state thing.
I just think it would not be something I'd want on my resume. You know, while he's employed, wouldn't it be a good idea to find another job?
Well, it would be a good idea just to have a steady paycheck also.
Yeah. And, you know, under your sure to come true, I love that. You are going to end up working with a couple of other guys. Looks like they are partners. And it is going to be so up your alley, Joshua, that I swear you start putting feelers out, start looking at the ads. And what are other ways? Online.
Well, everything's online now.
Yeah, look online.
Everything's online. There's there's those places that are like a reverse. You upload your resume to them and they go find a job for you.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I can't remember the name of it. It always escapes me. We see the commercials a million times on TV.
There's also flexjobs.com. And there's another one. Oh, what is it? Jobsrapido.
There's just so many.
.com, I think it is. But look, once you get into the thread of these different job sites, you'll start getting a lot of offers. Maybe you want to be remote and work from home. You know, there's tons of
those. That's what I'm doing now.
Okay, I think you can parlay this into something that is more lucrative for you.
Yes.
And my last operation manager willing to be a reference.
Okay, so at least you have a reference. Operations manager, yep,
yeah.
That's good.
All right, honey, here's for you.
Be proactive. Don't wait till they come to you.
Yeah.
You should go to them and say, I found a new job. All right. Subject of your healing angel card reading is prayer.
Oh.
No matter how difficult the situation may seem, all is possible. Ask. We are listening.
Great.
From the angels of the healing kind.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for holding forever and ever and ever.
And good luck to you.
Good luck to you, and you know where to find us. We do many a show.
Right. So when you get some interview offers, check it out with us.
Or if things move fast, you get another job, let us know.
Yeah, we'll celebrate with you. All right, take care.
I thought we were done already. He's on hold. I didn't cut him off. I just put him back on mute or hold, whatever the hell you want to call us. Whatever the hell you want to call it. All right, next color is, we're going to, where are you now? Oh, they dropped. No, they didn't. Dum-dum-dum. Going to 631, New York, 631. You're the next color.
Oh, hi. Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Yes, you mentioned about that gentleman that we were going to hit it off. We went on a date. We met for coffee, and he does want to take me out again.
Well, he does, right?
I
don't want to take you out.
Well, what do you feel about that?
Yeah.
I do. I like him.
Okay, cool. All right. So your question is to see if this is going somewhere?
Do you want me to cut
No,
to the
my question is, I had a good, my birthday was Wednesday. I had a good birthday week. My friend took me out every day and stuff. But my thing is, job-wise, do you see something coming in? Because I don't want to get anxious about that.
All right. That's fine. It's good to be proactive about a question on employment.
That's very important.
It puts good energy out there. And happy birthday to you.
Yes, happy belated.
Thank you. Thank you.
And the job thing, that's probably, everybody prioritizes things in life. That's up there. You gotta have a job. You gotta have a good one. It makes you happy. You don't want to have an ulcer, but you gotta pay bills. Sometimes I could be happy maybe folding, making paper airplanes. You know, that'd be the happiest thing ever.
If I don't make enough money,
I don't want to do it.
I have read though that the vast majority of Americans are one to possibly two paychecks away from poverty,
Oh, I believe I don't
know. On a lighter note.
Yes, right.
Well, no, I think that's very common for Americans. We live on the edge.
We do, and we have a lot of wild spending.
Yep. But, it is what it is, right? The crazy game.
Yeah, there is going to be a job coming to you. And I'm hearing, and I'm said to tell you this, it's going to use one of your best assets, Suzanne, your speaking ability. You're good with people.
Charisma.
Yeah, and it will call on you to speak to a wide range, a number of people. Okay?
All right.
And it's going to come at a time when you think you're about ready to hang it up. You're going to go just flip burgers at McDonald's and figure you're never going to get a good job. And that's when, boom, it's going to come. And I got
to
tell you.
I applied to a school job where I live. Do you see me getting that at all?
That is not imminent in your card.
It's not jumping out right now.
No,
it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. But right this second when you ask it, she doesn't see it.
No, I really kind of don't. Your cards, after I've read for you several times now, I feel you are being intuitively pulled in a different direction, away from a school. Now, that may seem totally contrary to who you are at this moment. But let the future come to you in some ways. Okay, keep pushing for, you know, that school job.
But do what you, yeah, do what you feel is right.
But if something comes along that just really, you know, trips your trigger, you that's your future calling. And I want to tell her this before we go to your healing card. I want to tell you that very, very soon, it's under your sure to come true designation. You have a man walking into your life that's going to knock your socks off.
And, what,
and I believe he's her true mate.
But what about the guy she just had a date with?
She didn't want to know about that. I'm telling her about the future.
Well, but no, because I'm the one, we're going to go on a date. I mean, he seems nice.
Yes, and he is. But this one has all the earmarks of the man that's going to want to spend his life with
as
you.
As soon as you said and this one, which means it's not
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, it's the one that has yet to come.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
And he's coming
but
along.
But when's that? I don't want to wait 10 years.
No, it's out of the Three of Clubs on it, which is a card that means approaching time. Like, they're generally in, like, threes. 3 days could be a little too soon. 3 weeks, maybe still. 3 months could
be. How about my friend that I've liked, but I don't think he likes me more than a friend.
Yeah. Honey, I'm going to have to ask you to keep that one, put a pin in it for the next time that we meet.
Yep.
But just know you've got a man coming into your life that, whoa, he's a king of hearts. I was married to one. They don't get any better than that.
Yep. Real quickly before we move on to the vast amount of colors we have.
By the way, he's an angel now. My husband.
The subject line is gratitude. Oh, okay. Make gratitude your new attitude. Ooh, there's a little rhyme for you. Make gratitude your new attitude. The stars will shine brighter upon you. All in your world will become lighter.
Yeah.
So, gratitude.
Yeah, that's really something we all should practice.
Oh, it's very tough, too, because we all think about our negatives when we
yes.
should be happy with a lot of positives.
All right,
well, thank you so much.
Take care. Enjoy your next week. And this is going to be a winning year for you.
Call us again.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, let's keep on keeping. All right, we're going to go to area code 520, Arizona, 520.
Hello there.
Hi. It's Lisa. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you for being here for all of us. Wow.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. That means a lot.
Thank you very much.
And how are you doing?
Well, I am going to go get my grandson. He's 5.5 hours away. I have to drive up there. Do you see everything okay with that?
As in, what are you referring to?
Well,
yeah.
When I got hit by that person in the shopping lot, you know, that hasn't happened.
Yeah.
5.5 hours of driving is a lot. Well, actually, it totals up 11 hours because it's one way and then back again.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, so tell us, what do you mean about is it going to be okay?
Accident-free.
Oh, always a good question.
You never know nowadays when you get behind that wheel what the hell's going to happen.
How long is he going to be with you?
Well, they have all week off, so he'll be with me for quite a number of days.
Wow, they have all week off. Okay.
That'll be nice for him and you.
Absolutely.
I hope so, because the place is chaos. You know, I just moved in. So.
Yeah, we understand. Well, that moving sucks.
And how old is he?
He's 7.
Oh,
that's cool, Elise.
He's easy to entertain.
Well, and Elise, you know, it's not like you have a 3-year-old that's going to get into all your boxes that aren't open.
Yeah.
No, that's scary. That's cool.
No, we like each other. We enjoy each other.
It's good to like each other.
No, yeah. I think everything's going to be fine. But I think that little boy is going to tell you a few things that will be very interesting to you. Yeah.
Okay.
He's got a little basket of some information.
Well, they're little parrots. They're little tape recorders. Of,
and with the chaos going on in that house.
They are, naturally.
You know,
yep.
It would be good for you to know.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be just fine. I think, actually, you're going to find that the traffic light, even though it's a holiday tomorrow.
Got it.
So, yes, it's yeah. not a, it's not one of those great big traveling type holidays, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-mm.
I mean, people within town, they go shopping a lot of stuff because a lot of places are still open.
Yeah, but they're not going to be
but
out
they're not,
on
they're,
vacation.
Typically, most people aren't heading out. Depending on where you live and stuff,
yeah.
then that's not a big one. Where, hey, let's go to the beach or anything like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you got?
Here's what I got. I'll tell you what I got real quick. The subject of your healing angel card reading is adventure. Instead of seeing the curtain situation as an obstacle, try seeing it as an adventure. Explore all the possibilities. There are many more than you currently imagine as far as possibilities. Instead of seeing things as either black or white, try to explore all the colors in between.
And also about, you know, moving and arranging your things in a new place.
Life is an adventure.
It can
sometimes
be
it's
very creative and fun. And what I used to do with my kids when I had something big that I needed to accomplish, when they were little, I would take them to the Dollar Tree. And I would say, okay, you can pick up 5 things or 10 things, whatever. But those toys there will entertain them, you know. So you might want to take a little trip.
Thank you.
Then he picked out stuff he wants to play with.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
True that.
So that's what I would do. And I think that you're going to have very nice time with him.
Good.
So
nice. That's a good tip. Thank you.
And,
yes.
she didn't see any unforeseen bad things, accidents,
no.
or anything else.
No,
so
I did not.
You show, looks like you're obstacle-free.
Yes.
Yeah.
So check back in with us when you can, okay, Lisa?
Yep. You all come back now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Safe travels. All right, thank you. Bye-bye, hon.
All right, let's do this. We're moving forward.
Right,
we're accomplishing this. We're doing.
It's getting shorter.
It is getting shorter. We're going to area code 347, New York, 347. Welcome to the show.
Hi, you guys. This is Tamika. I'm calling you guys from Florida. How are you?
Well, we're okay.
I don't,
I
personally didn't hear one single word.
She said, what were you calling us?
Oh.
I thought you said, how are you to us? And I said, good.
This is Tamika.
Yeah.
Okay, Tamika.
And how are you doing?
And just really sad. I just wanted to check in with you guys with the cards.
Sure,
nothing went through with the Texas thing, and I haven't heard anything back from Aris ever since I spoke to you guys, and I'm just sad. Like, I don't feel comfortable in my environment at all. Like, and I keep trying to find ways to make money to get more money so I can get away from my family and just get out on my own and do something else, but I'm just not comfortable. Last night we went out to an area where a lot of people hang out in Florida to like a festival, and I just didn't feel connected at all to anyone. I was looking at the faces, and I didn't feel, I felt more lonely, even though there were so many people around.
Yeah,
so,
and honey, it's going to be
really
that way. It will be that way for a while. You know, it could be a good long while, but as long as you keep putting one foot in front of the other, and you try. And I know that taking good care of your kids is really important to you. And we're going
to
take a look here.
I don't
have
kids.
Yeah.
She doesn't have kids.
Oh, I thought you did.
No.
I've confused you with Jasmine. I'm sorry. Jasmine, who called us? This is Tamika.
I know who it is. This is Tamika that's
okay,
had
sorry.
To go to Florida to live with her
okay.
mom and sister that
in
aren't Aaron. Really yeah. Happy, joy,
hit
people.
Hit the delete key on that, all right?
She has the heiress.
Hi, how are you doing?
The
heiress
guy,
yeah.
And then the other dude, I can't remember his name.
Oh, Frank, there's Frank.
Isn't Frank Emoji Man?
Yes,
he keeps doing it, but I'm just not
he's
even answering
it.
And Aaris,
I would probably go on the internet and it's really bizarre, obscene emojis, just to see if there's even a human making them or if he has some kind of program sending them out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yes. And let's begin again.
Because it could be.
You're going to feel sad for some time. It's almost like a death, you know, the grieving.
Yeah, because Aris was a letdown. You know, I was trying to be respectful to Aris. I was hoping that would have developed into something. And look how he reacted when I was trying to not use him. And then, like, get any money to get away from my family just so I can even just walk around in something other than a big robe. Like, I feel uncomfortable showing up. You know, like, you just don't have any privacy. Like,
yeah, oh, absolutely.
I know.
Absolutely. Guaranteed, we understand, and it's not a shock that you feel that way. That's pretty normal, actually, when you're
stuck
there. It is.
But there are so many establishments in Florida that cater to tourists, restaurants and nightclubs, and, you know, if you're comfortable with those atmospheres,
what she wants.
You could make a lot of money.
Yeah, she does need to get that money thing going. That's she already knows first goals.
Right, because I don't own a car to get to them, and we're far from all of those things, and
yeah.
I don't have the money to get to them, like, and I've been trying everything I can to get a job, to get money coming in so I can get away, because I'm around family that doesn't understand me, like, at all. Like, they talk to each other, but they don't talk to me, you know, so, like, I'm just by myself, you know.
Well,
and I was hoping Aaron could be someone, like.
Well, I definitely see a job coming for you. It may be one where you will be able to stay at a, like, say, an established, you stay there. And, well, like we do here, we often get people that come from other countries, like Russia, remember? And they would come and take jobs here in the hospitality industry, and they would get to stay. They would have accommodations.
Or like Busch Gardens or
places,
you know?
Yeah.
We're just throwing things out there. Deb has the cards, though. What do you got?
I see a job for her coming, and it's coming through a man that, because I specifically wanted to know, would there be a job for her?
Well, that's the start of her opening the door to her freedom.
Yeah, and I feel that you and the one that just wanted to be casual sexual partners with you, I forget, Orin or...
Well, there was Aries, and Frank.
I am still thinking he may come back, but it's going to take time for that.
Yeah,
so
maybe
in the meantime,
he's got to finish doing whatever he's doing.
Is he going to come back, like, to try to get a booty call again, or is he going to come back and
No,
like,
I think he's going to eventually turn himself around. And you know what strikes me intuitively? He's going to get somebody pregnant that he does not want to be a baby daddy to.
Uh-oh, what a mistake.
And boy, what an epiphany that's going to be. He's going to realize, hey, you know, I don't want to turn out like Nick Cannon, who now has 10 kids.
And a guy cannot get a booty call if the booty is not given.
Oh, true.
So if a guy comes around, you could just say, hey, I'd like to start talking again, but don't think I'm going to, just flat out. Throw it out there. I'm not going to be your booty call whenever you need it.
My panties are not dropping.
So if that's what you want, adios, amigo.
Yeah. And I just think that if you keep looking, like, is the house where you're staying with your family, is there any quiet space? Excuse me.
I just stay in a room. I just stay in a room by myself all day. They all interact with each other, but I just stay in a room by myself all day.
Oh, boy. It's a tough one.
Yeah. And Aris, you know, I want him, but not if he's spreading and getting STDs and, like, you know, sleeping around and stuff. Like.
Sure. Well, and you can't expect a guy to come along and save you, you know, like a rescue.
No, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Right. We understand.
You have to rescue yourself.
Because that usually never works out.
We know.
We're just, not only for you, sometimes we throw this out there for people that are listening to it. It's like, yeah, you know, I know you don't expect it. I'm just saying other people don't expect that the guy you do meet is also going to bring that bonus package. Oh, I sure hope he can have some money or jobs or something. That's not the expectation. We know that. All right. Keep calling back. You know where to find us. We have to move on, but you can keep on calling back. We encourage it, you know. Do not despair, and your healing angel card reading, Archangel Michael.
Ooh,
the path is now clear. I have removed all obstacles in your way. You can move forward now with ease and confidence. You will achieve what your heart desires. So have faith. It just probably isn't going to be to you, right?
Yes, probably not. But, you know, it will come to you. Remember, God doesn't bring you, you know, halfway and leave you.
don't know. I just feel like I'm getting to a point where I might start to get sick again because I'm starting to get so, you know, like sad and depressed. I think it's going to manifest in my body again, and I'm going to get sick because I'm around family that neglects me, and I'm, like, very alone right now. So I'm just going to get sick again.
Since you're isolated in a transportation issue, I would seek, there's a lot of free and also insurance-supported online therapy places.
There really is.
And I would definitely be proactive on that, all right? And we can talk about that more, or you could Google that and figure out some more on your own if you don't know already, but we got to move on, honey.
Yeah, and you
call
know,
us back.
Look at the tourist industry. You've got cruise ships down there. You've got all kinds of places, you know, where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, I know. Transportation is an issue, but there could be some way around that.
Look for something that would have accommodations.
Sure. There's a lot of, like you said, cruise ships and stuff.
Yeah,
a lot of them, they will put you up. Yep. All right.
Honey, we'll be
good
thinking
you.
Of you. Yes. And
think outside the box for employment. Think outside the box.
And Jim, goodbye, honey, and take care. Call us again. I'm sorry to say to you, but I'm going to have to call it a night.
Sorry, folks.
I'm really sorry.
We have never experienced this amount of call volume this late. This not only late, it's like after the show.
Listen, folks, I'm having a coughing spell that's coming on, and I have to go take medicine for it. And I will be here again tomorrow at 7 p.m.
Yeah, we already did extend the show, so we did our best.
Yes, we did.
We accommodated as many callers as we could, but they just keep...
Oh, I know. We'll sometime have to try to go for more time.
I don't know. It'd have to be like maybe a New Year's Eve show or something. You just try to rock hard or something.
Yeah, that'd
you know?
Be nice.
But you would want to start that one late, like 8, 9 o'clock at night.
Well, take care, everybody. I'm sorry to desert you, but I will be back. Say goodbye.